In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Something has come to my attention recently. A letter reputed to be written by an early Christian in the middle of the first century AD. I don't know if it's authentic, but it's really interesting for many reasons, but most of all, because the writer apparently was in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, the great festival which we are celebrating also today. Here is what it says, at least as much has been preserved. Quintus to Sextus, greeting. I pray for your health and the health of our beloved mother, Portia. Dear brother, you have asked me about what happened many years ago on Pentecost and what I think about those events. This is what I can tell you now. On that day, the Spirit was poured out by God upon the followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord. We call it the Holy Spirit. When this happened, those upon whom the Spirit came began to speak in languages which they did not know. This was an incredible event, amazing by itself. It was also amazing because it fulfilled a prophecy from long ago, something predicted by God's prophet Joel. But still more amazing was what Peter said about what had happened in a speech just after it occurred. This is, he asserted, that which is spoken through the prophet Joel. And it will be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out a portion of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Yes, upon my manslaves and maidslaves in those days I will pour out a portion of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. This was amazing because what the prophet spoke about was supposed to happen at the end of time. Joel actually said, it shall come to pass afterward when he spoke it. Peter made things more clear by changing Joel's words to say, it shall come to pass in the last days. The way the prophets talked and wrote, these last days are the days at the end of time, when God's final judgment and final blessings will begin to be bestowed. Peter was making a fantastic claim by saying this. He was claiming that what was happening on Pentecost was part of the happenings at the end of time. I can hardly believe it to this day. Although I did not think about it then, this was confirmed by what Peter said later in his speech. Peter did not stop when he said the words, and they will prophesy, which I thought would have been a good place to stop. No, he went on and said, I will give wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and breath of smoke. The sun will turn to darkness, and the moon to blood before the great and magnificent day of the Lord comes. Why did he say this? Because the things Joel talked about with these words were fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wonders in the heaven above, angels appearing at his birth, and the sun darkening at midday when he was crucified, for example, and signs on the earth beneath, the healings he performed, the resurrections, including his own, and the temple veil torn in two at the time he died, are all examples of these signs. Yes, in the body and actions of my Lord, the last days of our world really have come to earth. I have heard that a spokesman for my Lord, Paul of Tarsus, a traveling preacher and teacher of the faith, has told the Christians in Corinth that the ends of the ages have already come upon those who believe. Yes, upon us who have God's Holy Spirit. Dear brother, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are living at the end of time. In the coming of my Lord, in all he was and in all he did, God's visitation of the final days was actually taking place. God's final salvation is in him. This is why Peter said that day, "Everyone who will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." And this is where the letter breaks off. But what more need be said? What more can be said? Listen once again to these two sentences of Peter. "This is that which is spoken through the prophet Joel, and as a result, everyone who will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Amen.